For instance, we now see the world, but although it is three-dimensional, the image we see is two-dimensional. There is a deficiency of this world. In paradise, the image will be very sharp and three-dimensional. It will be very clear. It's a very sound phenomenon. All senses, sounds and tastes will be very sharp and distinct. There is some kind of blurriness in this world. You cannot hear a sound that is far away, but in paradise, you will hear even the most distant noise. You can see the furthest object in paradise. Myopic eyes are very weak in this world, a weakness given to human beings. For example, you can detect the most far-off scent. You can reach the furthest thing instantaneously. You don't say it is too far away to get to. For example, you see a friend in the distance and you are by his side the next moment. He might be 1 million kilometers away, but you are still with him instantaneously. There is a speed that is even greater than that of light, the speed of imagination. With the speed of the imagination, a person reaches his destination immediately, while one still needs to follow a specific route when traveling at the speed of light, but not there, which is created so one can be there instantaneously. By Allah's leave, these things will happen. It's useful for us to know the general logic behind all these things, though much more comprehensive information is available, of course, on the www.harunyahya.com and www.harunyahya.org websites. Allah says that vision is sharper in the hereafter, that people will see more clearly in three dimensions. We can only see clearly for 400, 500 meters, after which things are blurred. But in the hereafter, even things 3 or 4 kilometers away will be very sharp and clear. Allah says that our vision on that day will be very sharp. It will have an extraordinary nature.